Regardless of where you are now, or where you're going, or where you've been, I want you to take the next few moments to slow down. Know that God made you, and He loves you. Before you hear God's word today, simply ask God to give you a teachable heart and ears to hear what He has for you.
Acts 17. Then they traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia and came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As usual, Paul went to the synagogue and on the three Sabbath days reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and showing that the Messiah had to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Messiah. Then some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, including a great number of the God-fearing Greeks, as well as a number of the leading women. But the Jews became jealous, and they brought together some scoundrels from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started to riot in the city. Attacking Jason's house, they searched for him to bring him to the public assembly. When they did not find him, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here too. And Jason has received them as guests. They are all acting contrary to Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, Jesus." The Jews stirred up in the crowd and the city officials who heard these things. So taking a secondary bond from Jason and the others, they released him. Starting in verse 8 again. The Jews stirred up the crowd and the city officials who heard these things. So taking a security bond from Jason and the others, they released him. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas off to Berea. On the arrival, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. The people here were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, since they welcomed the message with eagerness and explained the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Consequently, many of them believed, including a number of the prominent Greek women as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica found out that God's message had been proclaimed by Paul at Berea, they came there too, agitating and disturbing the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul away to the sea, but Silas and Timothy stayed on there. Those who escorted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and after receiving instructions from Silas and Timothy to come to him as quickly as possible, they departed. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, his spirit was troubled within him when he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with those who worshipped God and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Then also some of the Epicurean and the Stoic philosophers argued with him. Some said, "What is this pseudo-intellectual trying to say?" Others replied, "He seems to be a teacher of foreign deities," because he was telling the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. They took him and brought him to the Areopagus and said, "May we learn about this new teaching you're speaking of? For what you say sounds strange to us, and we want to know what these ideas mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners residing there spent their time on nothing else but telling or hearing something new. Then Paul stood in the middle of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that you are extremely religious in every aspect. For as I was passing through and observing the objects of your worship, I even found an altar on which it was described to the unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. The God who has made the world and everything in it, He is Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in shrines made by hands. Neither is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives everyone life and breath of all things. From one man he has made every nationality to live over the whole earth and has determined their appointed times and the boundaries of where they live. He did this so that they might seek God, and perhaps they might reach out and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, and even some of the poets have said, for we also are his offspring. Being God's offspring, then, we shouldn't think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image fashioned by human art and imagination. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God now commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has sent a day when he is going to judge the world in righteousness by the man he has appointed. He has provided proof for this to everyone by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some began to ridicule him. But others said, "We'd like to hear from you again about this." Then Paul left their presence. However, some men joined him and believed, including Dionysius, the Areopagite, a woman named Demarius, and others with them.
So take the next few minutes to respond to God by praying, journaling, or sitting silently with him. Know that no matter what comes next today, you've spent time hearing from the God who created all things, and he sent his Son to rescue his people.